Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting. My name is Jennifer Lara. I'm the Executive Assistant and Board Secretary here at Magnolia Public Schools. Before we begin, a couple of reminders. First, this meeting is being recorded. And second, if you're a member of the public and you wish to make a comment during the public comment section of this meeting, you're more than welcome to state your name. If it's something that you feel uncomfortable in doing so, you do not have to state your name. But as a reminder to our board and staff, please, as always, state your name before giving your comment or your question. And with that, we'll officially begin tonight's meeting. Today is Thursday, January 13th, 2022. The time is 6:05 p.m. With that, Mr. Mohamedov, may you please call the meeting to order?
Yes, hello, everyone. I would like to call the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting to order. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call. Mr. Mohamedov?
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Here.
Thank you. Before moving forward, Happy New Year. Forgot to say that in the beginning, but Happy New Year to all. Alrighty, next we'll move on to the approval of agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion, Diane Gonzalez.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mika.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Thank you to our committee members. The agenda has been approved as presented. Next, we'll move on to public comments. As a reminder, you're given 3 minutes to state your comment. 6 minutes of translation is needed. If there's anyone in the public that would like to make a comment, you may unmute yourself now. Perfect. If there's no public comments, we'll move forward next with the announcements from the CEO and superintendent and committee members. I'll turn it over to Mr. Rubalcaba.
Thank you, Jennifer. Good evening. Ms. Diane Gonzalez, Makan, nice to see you. Happy New Year. At this moment, I don't have any updates. I'll save my updates for our regular meeting that takes place right after this. Special board meeting. Thank you for the clarification. I'll turn it over to Jennifer.
Thank you. Is there any announcements from our committee members before we proceed? Perfect. If not, we'll move forward with the approval of minutes. If there's no objections from our committee members, we can approve all of these minutes together in one motion. Is there any objections? Perfect. If not, the motion is to approve the minutes from October 7th, November 4th, December 2nd, December 9th, and December 14th, 2021. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion to approve all the minutes from October the 7th through December the 14th, 2021.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Is there a second?
Seconded, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our committee members. All minutes have been approved. Next, we'll move forward with the recommended action items, starting with 2A, Committee Approval of Findings to Conduct Virtual Meetings Pursuant to AB 361 Government Code Section 54953. This will be presented by Mr. Rubalcaba, our CEO and Superintendent.
Thank you, Jennifer. All of you are very, very familiar with AB 361 and the flexibility it affords us to continue to conduct our meetings through via teleconference due to the ever-changing face of the pandemic. So we ask you again to pass this resolution that allows us to continue to have these meetings because it is still not safe to have our meetings in person. I will turn it over to Jennifer to give more context on AB 361. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rubalcaba. As he mentioned, you are all aware of AB 361. So we're just here to continue with these flexibilities, considering that there is still a state of emergency with COVID-19 that's impeding us to meet in person due to safety concerns. So with that, nothing more to add on my end. I'll open up the floor to any questions or comments from the members of the public. If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item? Perfect. Perfect. If not, the motion is for the Audit Facilities Committee to adopt the findings relating to the ability of the Magnolia Public Schools Audit Facilities Committee to conduct meetings due to teleconference during the state of emergency in reference to AB 361, Government Code Section 54953. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move, Mekan.
Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. With that, I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Yes, thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. Next, we'll move on to recommended action item 2B, approval of 2020 through 21 annual audit report. This will be presented by Mr. Budraja, our Chief Financial Officer.
Okay, well, thank you, Jennifer. So for those of you that were on the previous meeting, this may feel like deja vu all over again. So I apologize if I sound a little redundant, but I'm going to provide a brief overview of our 2020-2021 audit report. And this is basically a highlight of our financials from the last fiscal year, which ended June 30th, 2021. And so I'll go ahead and begin, let you know that our report was approximately 63 pages long. It encompasses various different things, our financials, the number of students that we have, our sites, monies that we received and monies that were spent. And so I'll kind of go over those briefly here. If we can go to page 4, this is an overview of our total net assets versus our total net liabilities. And if you can see there, we ended up at $43.6 million to the good over the course of the year. And so basically the amount of money that we ended up with was greater than what we started out with. This includes, you know, our the money that we have cash on hand, money that's owed, receivables, the value of our property, our capital leases, our capital outlay, I should say, and just things that we own. And obviously a portion of that, it has to do with the properties that we own, and those have gone up as real estate values have gone up over time. And so we were to the good from $30.9 to $43.6 million during the course of the year. So that's obviously a positive thing. If we could please move to page 8. And this talks about our different sites. We have 10 different sites. 4 of them are authorized by the county office, 4 by LA Unified. We have 1 that's through the CDE, which is our Santa Ana site. And then we've got our San Diego Unified MSA San Diego site. And so roughly it's a 40-40-10-10 distribution of who our authorizers are. We served 3,609 students for that 2020-2021 fiscal year. And so if we could please go to page 14. And so this references this references money that we received due to the pandemic through PPP loans that we got. We received $5.4 million worth, and based on our proper accounting and our proper spending of that money, all of those loans were forgiven for the fiscal year. So none of that money had to go back, and it was all spent appropriately, and so that's a positive. The green highlight that you see there has to do with if we had gotten money that was earmarked for something, did we spend it on that particular earmark? And there was none to report, so that was left blank by the auditor. And so I just wanted to point that out in case that was a question there. If we could please go to page 23. And so this talks about our compensation. You know, obviously it takes dedicated teachers and classified staff members to serve students.
This is our breakdown of our contributions for CalSTRS. And the state requirements were, there's a breakdown of three. One is the employee contribution, the employer contribution, and then there's a contribution that's paid for by the state. And those were at the rates that were set, and that would be 16.15% for the employer rate. The employee rate was 10.2%, and then the state kicked in 10.33%. So we followed state guidelines and made sure that we paid the appropriate rates. And so that's reflected there on page 23 of the report. Obviously, these rates have gone up over time, and we've seen them sort of taper off a little bit, but they have historically gone up 1 to 2% over the years, and they'll probably continue to go up. So that's noted. The correct rate is noted in the report, and I wanted to highlight that. And if we could please go to the next page on 23. And this is for non-certificated folks, classified staff. And so the employer rate for PERS members is 20.7%. The employee rate was 7%. And since PERS members are different from STRS members in that they there's a state Social Security payment, there is no state rate listed there. So that's why you don't see that. And that's where you see the difference between the STRS and the PERS. And so the report reflects the fact that we were paying based on the appropriately set rates. And you can note that on pages 23 to 25. And if we could go to page 26, please. And, I think that's right. And so basically what this is, this is just sort of a breakdown of our revenues that we collected and where they came from. So we got 11.4% of our total revenue from the federal government, 79.2% from the state, and that includes primarily LCFF, but also lottery, mandated cost, and other types of state revenue. And then 8.5% of the money that we received was from PPP. And then we got less than 1% from other local revenues. So that breakdown is there, it's reflected. Just kind of shows you like where the money that we got came from to help serve our students. And so the following page on 27 is just kind of a breakdown of the number of students at each site. And so you can see MSA 1 obviously served over 700 students. Some sites served less. And so that's a rough breakdown of how many we served, and that amount total was 3609 for that fiscal year. And if you could please go to page 29. And so this is our instructional minutes requirement. We are required to basically offer a certain number of days, 180 days, between 175 and 180 days. And so we complied with all of those requirements, as well as the instructional minutes. We made sure that our students were able to get enough learning time to be provided to them as mandated by the state. And so if you could go to page 33, please. And so page 33, I know there's not a lot of information there, which is actually a good thing, because this basically says that there were no reconciliation of fund balance, which means that when we did our unaudited actuals, from that time to the time that the auditors came and looked at our books, there were no material amounts that had to be restated. There were no large amounts of money that were owed or to be collected that would result in big differences. And so that's just noted in the report that we closed our books properly and there was nothing significant to note that would say that, hey, you're off by $1 million or $2 million or something like that. So that's reflected there on page 33 of the report. And so if we could go to page 57, please. And so what this is that it just shows that we received an unmodified opinion. It's called unmodified, sometimes it's called unqualified. And it means that we presented our financials fairly in accordance with governmental standards, and everything was presented fairly and accurately. And so you can find that there on page 57. And so there was no significant issues in terms of the way that we presented our financials. It was clean and appropriate. And so if you could go to page 58, please. And so this basically says that it was an unmodified report. There were no federal findings. We spent our title entitlement monies properly, our Title I, Title II, Title III. We spent the money in the spirit and the method of which we were supposed to spend it. And there were no issues in terms of the way we spent the money we received from the state as well. And you can see that there in the report on page 58. And then finally, some of the meaty stuff comes at the end of the report. And these are things like findings and issues that we had. And fortunately for us, we had, if you'll see on page 62, page 59, there were no findings to report. We didn't have any issues in terms of the way we do things. Our internal controls were appropriate. We were responsible in depositing money on time, collecting money on time, paying our bills on time. And so all of those things resulted in no findings. And that's exactly what you want to see in an audit report. You don't want to see a big laundry list of findings. It just means that there's problems. And fortunately for us, we didn't have any. And there had been a couple of findings in the prior year during 1920. And as you can see there, current status is implemented. That means that we took care of, there were some internal control things that the auditors said, hey, you guys, you waited an extra day to do this or something like that. And we said, okay, you know, we will note that for the record and we'll make sure it doesn't happen. And we did, and we implemented those. So those findings did not repeat themselves in this last fiscal year. So that's obviously a good thing. And we're doing really well in terms of our processes. And given the fact that the state budget has come out this week, things are looking good. We're looking to get a cost of living adjustment of a little over 5%, as well as some other pots of money which we can use for different things. And so overall, the audit report came out good. It was clean. And the future for 22 looks pretty good as well. And so that's all I have for you. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Budraja. Is there any questions or comments from the members of the public? If not, committee members, do you have any questions or comments regarding this item?
One more time, thanks, Steve, for going through this again. And thanks for, a very well job done at the central office at the in under the finance team. Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments from our committee members? Perfect. If not, the motion is for the Audit and Facilities Committee to recommend to the board for approval of the annual independent audit report for the fiscal year 2020 through 21 of the consolidated audit covering all 10 schools and the home office. Would a committee member like to move the motion?
I'll move the motion.
Second it, Nick.
Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. Thank you, Mr. Mohamedov, for seconding. I'll take roll call vote. Mr. Mohamedov?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you to our committee members. The motion carries with unanimous approval. And that concludes all of our items for tonight's meeting. At this time, I ask Mr. Mohamedov if you may please adjourn. The time is 6:23 p.m.
Yes, thank you, everyone. I would like to adjourn the Audit and Facilities Committee meeting tonight.
Thank you, everyone. I'll see you all at 6:30.
See you. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. See you.
Goodbye.